Dr. Rick McKinney is the co-founder and president CEO of Promised Land 21, LLC, the co-founder of the Rest Philly Project, and the creator of Cognitive Spiritual Therapy, a therapy technique which combines cognitive therapies with spiritual interventions. Both Dr. Rick and wife Sheila are also co-founders of iRest Incorporated, Institute for Rational Emotive Spiritual Therapy, and work as co-partners in their psychotherapy and nutritional therapy private practice. Dr. McKinney has 4 earned degrees, 3 of which are graduate degrees in the fields of theology, counseling, and education. In 2006, after having a near-death illness, Dr. McKinney turned to complementary and natural medicine research and discovered the new world of nutraceuticals, food-based products that have healing properties. After recovering from his illness, both he and wife Sheila spent 11 months in rigorous study, training, and certification examinations in order to achieve national certification as nutritional therapist practitioners. They currently live in Delaware, from which they work as mental health and nutritional therapist consultants. Dr. McKinney's latest research is to be released in book form January 15, 2011, entitled Phacoidin, God's Gift of Mother's Milk from the Sea. And Dr. McKinney, that's what we're here to talk about today, phacoidin, which is the main ingredient in B-Radical. So tell us, Dr. McKinney, how did you get involved with phacoidin?
I got involved with phacoidin quite by providence. I was on tour with my wife in California, and we have for years been working with the faith-based community in providing workshops and training in health, both mostly psychological issues, emotional health, addictions, and also training ministers to do counseling. And that's when I felt a slight pain in my chest and ended up going to a doctor and finding out that I had had a heart attack. No real symptoms, but a heart attack nevertheless. Went through the normal procedures in terms of an operation, et cetera. And the finding was unique in that I had a cardio infarction where a heart-related vein had ruptured, and it was too small for them to put a stent on it. So I was put on just heavy doses of medication. And over the next 4 months, my world just turned upside down. Prior to that, I had not had excessive blood levels of sugar or cholesterol problems or whatever. And I just had a plethora of things going wrong with me. And we go from one medicine to another. I had complete numbness on one side of my body, blinding headaches, which I've never experienced before. And ended up in a 3-month period on 17 different drugs, pharmaceutical drugs. And finally, I got to the place where I was less toxic and I could get up and get to my computer. And I decided, look, there's got to be something out there that's natural that I don't know about. I try to keep up with things, but things are just exploding in the scientific world today, especially when it deals with health. And I went up to www.pubmed.gov, which is now both .gov and .com, which is the National Library of Medicine. It houses all the latest research, and they have one section up there dealing with natural and alternative medicines. They have a whole new office federal government has set up called CAM, Complementary and Alternative Medicine. And I'd been interested, but had been so busy, hadn't had a chance to really look and keep up what's going on. And there I discovered that there was research in dealing with some products called glyconutrients. And this research and these products were really turning the scientific world upside down. And what had happened was, with the magnification of equipment for research, microscopes and imaging equipment, scientists could now see things on cells that they could barely see before, but now they could see them and get up close to them. And they found out that some projectiles on the outside of the cells that they just thought were just there, they had no purpose, they now discovered that these projectiles were really antennas, or antennae. And that their job was, one of the jobs, main jobs was, for cell communication, a three-way communication, intracell communication, in other words, for the parts of the cell inside where the factory, cell factory, is to be able to talk to each other. And then for cells to be able to talk to other cells that were related in certain functions. And finally, for cells to talk to the immune system. And the sad thing about it is when they start looking at most human cells, people in America, that there were eight of these essential cells that they recognize as being glycoforms or sugars. There were eight of these on the healthy human cell, and most Americans only had three. And that began to open eyes as to why we were having diseases today that people didn't have years ago, especially a lot of the autoimmune diseases. But another property of these was cell repair. And that piqued my interest because one of the things the doctors were hoping for was that my heart vessel would regenerate itself, and the purpose of the medications were to keep me not active, getting a lot of rest, sleeping most of the time, and giving my body a chance to work. And so I saw in it an opportunity to, first of all, get additional information and then make a decision as to whether or not I wanted to track down these products and to use them. Someone sent me a recording of Dr. Ben Carson, who gave an interview to a newspaper in Texas. He had also discovered these this new form of alternative medicine called the glycoforms or glyconutrients. And he had had a rare form of prostate cancer, and they had given him 4 months to live unless he had surgery. He opted to go ahead and try the natural method first of all, and he did. And within 2 months, his cancer was no longer a threat to his life. And I said, if it worked for Dr. Carson, and he's one of the top leading doctors in the world, then I'm being led down the same path. And as I got into the study, I found that one of the glycoforms that had been recently discovered for Coidin was heads and shoulders above all of the other glycoforms. In fact, the scientists were calling it the master glyconutrient. So I just loaded up on these glyconutrients, and within 3 months, my heart was completely healed. There was no trace whatsoever of my condition. I had weaned myself off, with my doctor's help, all the medications, and the following month, they completely released me. I went back to working regularly, exercising, jogging, et cetera, et cetera. And I decided that my wife, working with me, we decided together that we'd go back to school and just catch up with what is happening scientifically in the world of nutrition, nutritional therapy, to begin offering it as a part of the work that we do. And we came up with a pretty good combination. That was my introduction. And since I'm a student, probably first above everything else, I've just tried to keep up with what's happening out there in the marketplace and concern to Coidin and the other glyconutrients.
So are there products that you would recommend that contain Coidin?
Well, Coidin now comes in two forms. One is a liquid form, and the other is a powdered form. When I'm working with my clients, I look at their condition, and I recommend to them a type of Focoidin that's going to best suit their needs. And what I found is in the liquid form, the Focoidin has been surrounded with some other natural products, and it offers more than just the Focoidin. So I recommend a form of Focoidin that it comes in a liquid form.
And that's the Z-Radical, correct?
The one that I'm using is called Z-Radical.
Okay. And the powder form, which is turned into a tablet, is the Fucoids? Is that correct?
I think it's Fucoid Z, I believe it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And those seem to work well for the folks that you...
Every day I'll get a call from a client of mine that I've put on them, and it's just amazing some of the comments that they're making, the remarks that they're making. And the most interesting thing is that they may have initially approached me because they had, for instance, like diabetes. I had a minister that had contacted me, and he was greatly suffering because of the diabetes. And I put him on, recommended these products to him, and he started using them. And he called me back about 4 days later, and he said, "Doc, you didn't tell me that this Focoidin would heal my acid reflux." And I said, "Well, first of all, you didn't tell me you had acid reflux." So I explained to him that being in a liquid form, once they entered the stomach, if there were any problems with the stomach, all right, the body works from top to bottom, inside to outside. And since death begins in the gut, the mind or the wisdom of the body starts, first of all, healing anything that has to do with our reception of nutrition and that supplies the energy for the body. And so it usually starts healing with any type of intestinal problems that a person has.
Well, as a nutritionist, how much of this would you recommend a person drink every day?
Well, on a minimum, what I call maintenance level, I tell folk no less than 2 ounces, preferably twice a day. Okay, but I look at their condition and the number of illnesses that they are facing, and then it's kind of an individual thing. We are bio-individualistic creatures when it comes to our personal bodies and our health, and so. But we try to stick with a minimum of 2 ounces twice a day, and people do pretty well with that.
And can people from all ages and stages in life benefit from Z-Radical?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, my current book is entitled Mother's Milk, God's Gift from the Sea. And it may seem strange I'm talking about mother's milk from the sea, but what scientists are now declaring that is that Focoidin can be closely compared in what it brings to the table as mother's milk. And I take a couple of chapters and I go ahead and explain that by breaking down the contents of both mother's milk and Focoidin. They're very, very similar, and it just so happens that mother's milk does have these glyconutrients in them. But the nice thing about it is that it's a food. So when a child, an infant, stops nursing, then it's completely appropriate in some small form or whatever to give the child now these glyconutrients from a maintenance standpoint. We want the child to grow and to grow healthy. And some research recently has demonstrated, which I also cover in my book, that Focoidin has been proven to develop brain cells, and that children who use Focoidin develop brain cells at a faster and better way, rate than kids that don't use Fucoidin. So, yes, they're even coming out with products now that are like gummy bears that have Fucoidin in them that kids like and can eat and take to school with them to make up for the deficiencies in the foods that they have and in the food they get in school. And most of this research is up on www.pubmed.gov. It's very interesting that this research is growing so quickly. When 2.5 years ago, when I started my search, there may have been 400 studies now up there, 450 or something of that nature. Now there are just about 900 studies, and I just did an analysis on them. And they have studies up there now. It's looking at areas that they weren't looking at before. Most of the studies was on cancer because the Japanese researchers recommend Fucoidin as an alternative to what we do here in terms of surgery and chemotherapy and radiation. And the reason why they found that Fucoidin has the ability, they're still studying it, but has the ability to turn on a switch in the cell that causes the cell to kill itself if it's a mutant cell. So now they can help cancer cells commit suicide, which is the same thing that the radiation does and the chemotherapy. There's no side effects, and it doesn't bother non-cancerous cells. It's the natural way. And out of the 900 studies, there's got to be like close to 300 of them, all from all over the world, just studying the effects that Fucoidin has in terms of shrinking tumors and causing what we call apoptosis or programmed cell death in cancer cells. And these studies are just proliferating. I mean, it's just exciting every time I go up there, and you usually wait a month or two before I go back up there and look at the new studies. But it's just exciting. For the first time, there are studies up there now dealing with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, with explanations. Now, these are third-party independent studies. They're on a federal government website, so that they're not in any way advertising a product or whatever. But they're up to sit there so that medical people and doctors and scientists and so forth and so on can follow the science and have more tools in their arsenal in order to heal people, because everybody doesn't respond to chemotherapy or some of the other things. And the government considers this complementary medicine. And Dr. Carson, that's what he's adopted, and a number of other doctors that I quote in my book, who, like myself and Dr. Carson, have come through a healing process, and Fucoidin has played a major part in it. Now they recommend to their patients, in addition to the other things that we're doing, we want you to consider drinking Fucoidin.
And Dr. McKinney, you spoke about using this product when you had your health issues. Do you still continue to drink Z-Radical today?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And there are very few professional people that have been healed using Fucoidin that don't continue it on a maintenance level. You see, it's food. It's cellular food. It contains, just like a mother's milk contains all the nutrition that the baby needs at that stage of his life, the Fucoidin plant, now this is the new research, Fucoidin plant contains all of the nutrients that the cell needs. So there's very little waste there in terms of carrying out the cell's DNA program function, that's whatever the factory inside the cell is programmed to make, in terms of repairing itself, and in terms of protecting itself, you know. So it's like saying, you know, would you consider giving up food? No, I would not consider giving up food. I wouldn't consider giving up any food that's going to help me maintain the health standard that I've reached once I've been healed. And so most professionals that understand this science and follows this particular product, they are on it for a lifetime. Dr. Carson says that every member of his family uses the glyconutrients. I believe he says, or one of the doctors said, that even for Christmas, you know, they give it away as gifts. As, you know, there's a gift of life I'm giving you, you know, and that's what medical docs are all about. They're about healing and extending life.
Well, as we wrap things up, Dr. McKinney, is there anything else you'd like to share with the folks who are listening today?
Yeah, I've made a startling claim, because there are some people who have started using Fucoid and then they say it didn't work for them. And it is impossible for Fucoidin not to work for anybody. It is just impossible. If it gets into your bloodstream, it will do what God has programmed it to do. It may not do it on the timetable that an individual wants, but the body wisdom knows where a person needs the greatest amount of healing, like my minister friend who thought his greatest need for healing was sugar diabetes, right? His body wisdom said, no, all right? Your stomach needs to be healed so that it can properly break down the nutrients in the food that you're eating so that you can get the energy that you need to heal the organ in your body that's causing your blood sugar to remain in your bloodstream. So I just say to people that once they start, all right, be patient with their own body. There's no great healing magic about Fucoidin or any other product. They just build the body, turn the systems on that ought to be turned on. It's all about chemistry, okay? And they assist the body to do what the body was meant to do, to heal itself. So I just tell people, you know, just because someone tells you that they have the same disorder that you have and in 2 months' time they no longer had that disorder, right, that's no reason for you to stop after 2 months. We have to be progressively active and to give our bodies the nutrients and the items that they need to heal themselves. And we just got to have faith and got to have patience that this product is indeed from God, just like our bodies are built to handle natural products, and just stick with it. And just have a mind of faith and just stick with it until we are healed. And there's a war going in our body. Either we're going to win the war or we're going to lose the war. And you can't win a war if you don't have the weaponry with which to fight. And I believe the greatest weapon today to fight the wars that are in your body and in my body, according to science and all of the research that's up on PubMed, is Fucoidin.